KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. A petition is currently online demanding that the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation provide a fuel subsidy for residents in Nome because they provide a fuel subsidy to the other 14 member communities. However, NSEDC does not provide fuel subsidies for any of its member communities in the Norton Sound region. Tim Smith, president of the organization he formed, the Nome Fishermen's Association, created the petition.
I'd like to see whatever NSEDC spends per capita in the 14 other communities, I'd like them see them spend the same amount here for reducing the prices that go directly to the consumers.
And NSEDC does spend some money on their consolidated bulk fuel program, but the money spent is in administering and providing the program. They do not provide any fuel subsidies. NSEDC spokesperson Tyler Rhodes says through their consolidated bulk fuel program, NSEDC negotiates fuel prices for entities in 14 member communities, and they do purchase that fuel supply. However, those entities then pay back NSEDC for the amount of fuel they need, fee and interest free.
And basically what that program does is it works to reduce the cost of fuel for entities in our member communities by combining a bunch of small fuel orders into one larger fuel order. And so the savings then come on the transportation costs because it's we can get a lower transportation cost if we order the fuel in bulk. So that's basically how the program works. There's no subsidy involved. All the vendors and entities who do participate in the program, they're required to pay for the fuel 100%. They pay NSEDC back for the fuel.
And the bulk fuel program is available to the fuel suppliers in Nome. Bonanza Fuel took part in the program back in 2010, and Scott Henderson, the general manager for Bonanza, says it did not generate significant savings in the cost of Bonanza Fuel's purchase. Some communities in the Norton Sound region do have lower fuel costs than Nome residents. Through a different NSEDC program, the Community Benefit Share, all 15 member communities historically receive $100,000 a year to spend as they wish, with input from the public. Some communities do decide to subsidize fuel costs and use that share to pass fuel savings to customers. Smith, again the organizer of the petition, says the administering of the bulk fuel program is of cost to NSEDC. According to their 2012 annual report, it cost roughly $63,000. And while the program is open to entities in Nome, Smith still calls for NSEDC to do more for the community of Nome.
The vendors have chosen not to participate, and my response to that is, well, that's fine if they don't want to participate, but the people who consume fuel, who have to pay for fuel, we want to participate. There has to be a way. There has to be a way that we can get the same benefits that people in the other communities do.
So basically, Smith wants an entirely different program specific to Nome consumers. One idea he has is to set up a fuel co-op here in Nome and for NSEDC to administer it. That request is not clear in the petition he created online. Joe Balash has been named as the acting commissioner for the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. Governor Sean Parnell announced the appointment in a statement yesterday. The position became vacant Tuesday when Commissioner Dan Sullivan's resignation became effective. There's speculation Sullivan may run for U.S. Senate. In his resignation letter to Parnell last month, Sullivan said he intends to seek ways to serve his fellow Alaskans as he explores new opportunities and challenges in the next phase of his life. The governor's office says Balash has been deputy DNR commissioner and before that was a special assistant to the governor for energy and natural resource development issues. On Tuesday, Nome hosted a meeting for the State Board of Education. Nome has recently played host to several large gatherings of state and agency officials. Last week, the North Pacific Research Board convened. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council will meet here in June for a board meeting. And earlier in September, the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association brought more than 120 people to town. According to Barb Nichols, executive director of the Nome Chamber of Commerce, the increase in events is part of a plan developed by the chamber back in 2010.
The chamber knew that there was a need for someone on the ground to be able to bring these larger groups into Nome to provide an economic impact for our businesses outside of the summertime to get our hotels full. So we developed a conventions and meetings division. We advertised with all state and federal agencies, a lot of nonprofits, and it seems as one group came in, word of mouth spread to the next group outside of any kind of advertising.
Nichols expects more meetings to keep bringing an economic boost to Nome. As of right now, people from the Arctic Council are already slated to come to Nome for meetings in 2015. Another benefit is getting more people from across the state and country acquainted with issues facing residents in Western Alaska. The Nome Board of Education met last night at the Nome Elementary School. Among items discussed was the success of last summer's cultural camp. The program, supported in part by NSCDC and UAF's Northwest Campus, gives educators hands-on experience with subsistence living. Five teachers from Nome spent a few days hauling salmon nets, canning meat, sampling mukduk along with other traditional foods. One of the teachers, Jennifer Sharif, originally from Wyoming, says the camp gave her more perspective on students in her classroom.
To be able to incorporate this into my curriculum has been amazing. I've been able to connect with the kids coming from Wyoming, been able to connect with them and kind of get a feel for when they say they're gone to camp, what they're doing out in camp, and have a respect for them, knowing that they're going out to do something for their families and try to help them and build a lifestyle.
Teachers explained to board members how they plan on incorporating lessons learned at camp into their classroom curricula. Mary Jo Hazel plans on using salmon nets in a math lesson on radials, and Alicia Lane's junior high class will be working with real salmon eggs to learn about life cycles. Suzanne Thomas, an English teacher at Nome Belts, brought up the possibility of incorporating a holistic arts curriculum in Nome Public Schools. Currently, the district does not have a fixed arts program. The strategy, already tested in other Alaskan districts, helps teachers identify areas in their own subjects that lend themselves to lessons on crafts and fine arts. By drawing on existing resources within the schools and community, Thomas hopes to help students find and cultivate an appreciation of arts and design. Superintendent Steve Gass brought up recently gathered data on testing in Nome's preschool education program. The young students scored at or near the top in every category measured, far above state averages. Nome is one of more than a dozen school districts in Alaska with a preschool education program. And while state funding is slated to change, Gass was clear that so far the program has proved very successful. A look at the price of gold today, up $5 to $1,329 even. An ounce of silver up 9 cents to $21.92. It's currently 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.